So, I've got this. Whips out a fucking condom, yeah? He's like, it's going up my arse. Top of the morning, you waffling tins. Right, now, basically, we fucked it. Yes, we fucked it. Where have we been? Oh, I got kidnapped. basically, I went to Portugal. No, Ibiza. And some, like, old man, like, tried to steal me from my hotel room. Like, broke in the window. And literally, wait, what?
You actually tried to get kidnapped?
No, I got kidnapped.
Oh, he wanted to shag you, did he?
No. I basically tried to make
He's trying to cover up for himself because we were obviously in the country, ready to film. And Weller decided to go abroad. Everyone thought that we had another argument.
Okay, right, top of the morning, I'm going to actually clear this up. Basically, as you all know, right, my mum broke the record, the British record.
No one asked, mate. Don't dance around the subject.
Championships of Britain, right? And we always had this planned holiday that I thought would allow me to still film waffling, but I didn't. And I wasn't going to cancel her big freaking week away, so instead, I recorded the Q&A, lobbed it on Patreon. We still lost 150 fucking subscribers.
We are sorry.
Because they think we're a piece of shit. They hate us.
Low life waste.
Because, right, what actually, like, only the Patreon members know why there wasn't an episode. Not last week, but the week before.
Yeah, reason to be subscribed. Yeah.
There's so much good content.
The week
on there.
Before, we did actually film a banging podcast.
Oh.
In the Pitchside studios.
Yeah, so we went all the way out to London and recorded this banging episode. Like, it was quality. Mate, the fucking audio went fucked and the cameras stopped rolling after 10 minutes.
So it wasn't even like we could, like, upload one or the other.
What we were going to do was then just use, like, the camera audio.
Yeah.
But obviously, because they cut.
There was nothing. A shambles, and like we should have said something. We should have come out and said something, but we just didn't say anything. Too embarrassed. But in other news, right, I want to kick off this episode in style, right? Thoughts on smuggling drugs up your arse to get into festivals?
Just starting off in style.
Let's put some context to this. You two went to Liam Gallagher. You both smuggled hideous amounts of... In the group chat. And I saw you lot doing it.
What? No, listen, what happened here, right? I'm not going to name fucking names, but there was someone in our group that at 9 a.m, right, the first thing he says to me is, I've heard they've got three types of dogs at this festival, right? Weapons, bombs, drugs. So, I've got this. Whips out a fucking condom, yeah? He's like, this is going up my arse. I'm like, all right, buddy. Anyways, good morning. And he...
Wait, what's this?
I'm not going to tell you who it is.
You can
guess who it is. But anyways, so at 9 a.m, he's there. He's basically shoving this up his arse in front of everyone. Right? In front of everyone.
Yeah, no, it's not like... He doesn't nip to the toilet.
Wait, he did it on the bus?
Did it on the bus.
Oh, no. Do you know what he did? Okay, the first time, because he kept doing it.
It keeps falling out.
Yeah, mate, the first time, he actually... Okay, this is vile, right, everyone? I'm just giving you a little warning. All right, so we stop at Cobham Services.
The best.
And he's like, I need a shit. Right? So he's going for a massive liquid shit, and then, at the same time, like, immediately after, he inserted it within, deep within. And we're like, mate, like, you've just been for, like, a chaotic shit. Like, surely there's going to be, like, remnants
on
your drugs. What?
So he puts it up his arse in Seaford. Yeah. He then goes for a poo, so he has to get it out of his arse.
Yeah, and then he lobs it back up there. And then he gets, like... He gets to, obviously, the festival, and we're not going in for a few hours. So he gets it out again. But then he's standing, and this is, like, literally, you know, a good few thousand people around us. He's just stood up, just constantly trying to get it back in. And the moral of the story here is, everyone, right? So this is, firstly, why drugs are not good. But secondly, like, how low would you go for something you love, right? As in... What extremes would you go? Because this is an individual who obviously loves the drugs to that extent at which he's willing to do that to himself.
Just the thought of, like, ramming something up your arse or my arse. I mean, someone else's arse.
Like, if your girlfriend was like, look, I feel like the only way I'm staying with you is if you just, like, shove something up your arse. Like, are you... Like,
what girlfriend says this? What sort of ultimatum is that?
Hang on a minute.
This isn't personal. But what I'm saying is that, like, he obviously has love for this product that he's willing to shove up there. So I'm like, is your love, like, how deep is your love?
Literally. I have a friend who went to another similar extreme case.
Yeah, what did he do?
So I wasn't on this trip, but these guys had this trip to this place in Spain. I wasn't there. And apparently he had just bought a load of, you know,
coke.
Wait, you were there. I know this story.
I don't know this fucking story.
No, I know. It's a different story. It's not.
Okay, so basically just tell it.
He tried baiting us out. He was there.
No, I wasn't there. That's ridiculous. I wasn't there. It's a friend of mine many years ago that I've heard on the...
Last year.
I heard on the grapevine, basically. And he had just put in an order.
No. Microphone, camera, fuck shit.
So yeah, my friend was on holiday in the Spanish area, and I didn't know you could do this, but he made a transaction online.
No, dark web shit.
Dark web shit. Expensive, €500 worth. It was an online transaction. He was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go collect it or get dropped off or something like that." And they got in their car to go to wherever they're going for the day, and they noticed that there was this car behind him, following, who'd obviously just dropped off whatever they had bought, and they were being followed for about half an hour, thinking, oh my god, we're about to get robbed.
Yeah,
like, because he just sent a lot of money, and obviously,
right,
so now they now got this weird car. Eventually, after about half an hour, this car drives off and they go on their jolly way. But as soon as that car disappears, they approach a roundabout, and there's like two police cars just like with their lights waving, and they get flagged over on this roundabout. After he just picked up, like,
yeah,
a lot.
Well, so it was just undercover cops. It was like Jack Joseph out of nowhere.
Well, these two coppers pull over these two vans that they're driving in, and they go, yeah, we need to search everything now.
Oh, and they went straight for the arse.
Well, not obviously, well, he's panicking. He's panicking because he's got, like, serious jail time.
Yeah.
And straight up it goes.
What, he didn't even think about it. Didn't even wrap it in a johnny or anything.
No questions asked.
Mate, so your arse, obviously, you know, like, suppositories, right? So the tablets that you put up your arse, so they it gets absorbed no better place in your body than straight up the arse.
How would you know that?
No, but it's like Will McKenzie has them, doesn't he? It's the only ones he can keep down.
Yeah, but
if all of that bag just like fucking splits, you're dying.
Because here's the thing, like, you even hear stories of when like people swallow like loads to take on a plane or something. Yeah, and like they put it in condoms, but if the condom splits or whatever, because it's going into stomach acid, I presume. Bad.
Like, it just goes to lengths, but like, long story short, like, it turns out the coppers were just doing, like, a routine tax check on the car.
Oh, so, and it wasn't anything to do with the drugs?
Nothing.
But here's the thing, right? Do we think that... I know, like, we've actually sometimes got in trouble for, like, glorifying drugs and stuff. But, like, when you do hear stories like that, do you not think, like... It's actually quite sad and pathetic, isn't it?
It is, like, sad and pathetic and not funny. But, like, people that have... Oh, no, because it is actually sad. Like, the thing that drugs can do is activate your reward system in your brain.
A reward system?
Yeah, it's like the dopamine, right? Dopamine. No, it's like the dopamine. And that's, like, the same thing that gambling addicts activates the dopamine. Mm. Sex, dopamine. So all these different, like, things that you can be addicted to, it's the dopamine that you're addicted to, right?
Interesting.
And if for some people it's, like, they feel that drugs are the thing that does that the most... Where they can, so that's almost becomes their true love, and I think, like, yeah, it is sad because there are other ways to get that even better high from life.
Running.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's endorphins. That's not necessarily dopamine. but like, there's so many other things, and it's just sort of very sad when you see the people, like, go to an event. Like, we went to Liam Gallagher, right? So that's where we were, and some people's, like, their whole, like, mindset was just on how they can do their drugs and get their drugs in. And the whole day revolved around drugs rather than, like, the best part for me was hanging out with the boys.
You must have got a load of dopamine, though, because I was listening to Oasis on the way down here, and some of the photos I saw, it looked fucking amazing.
That gig was iconic.
It actually looked amazing. Mm.
80,000 people?
80,000 over and 2 days. So
it's just Oasis, right? It basically was Oasis.
Oh, he does his solo stuff. Does it? Some of that is, like, good.
Yeah, but it is good, but as in, like, it's the Oasis stuff that everyone's there for. I wonder if, like, in his head, he's like, oh, Like, no one quite rates my own personal stuff like the Oasis stuff.
I reckon a part of him is like, for fuck's sake, I don't want to do the Oasis stuff anymore.
Yeah.
But I think he knows.
Has he reckon he's now...
I think he loves
Jake Cartwright. Wait. No, it is. It's like, he used to hate being referred to as Jake Cartwright. But then now he loves it because he knows what it does for
I
people.
I think he's probably learned to accept it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, and I think at the same time, like, people that do get into these situations, surely you got to realise how you got there. Like,
yeah.
He wouldn't be on that stage without Oasis. Yeah. Like, and he's openly said many does times he, that he loves Oasis.
Does he only sing songs he wrote or Noel's songs as well?
He didn't write. Noel wrote 99.9% of the Oasis.
But how does that work, though, in terms of, like...
Well, no, this is where it caused problems within the band because Noel was demanding more money and all that sort of shit. And then it caused, like, problems between them because... Mm. And then, like, Liam sort of felt he had some sort of ownership and then...
Yeah.
Two egos clashing.
Oh, it looks so good, guys.
But...
You had Kasabian as a warm-up?
Yeah, they were sick
as
well.
How are Kasabian a warm-up act?
Oh, I know. It was a pretty biblical
Although
thing.
I didn't quite realise, because they got in... The lead, it's not actually the same lead singer that is originally Kasabian.
No, allegedly he's a rapist, so now the guitarist is now the singer. But regardless,
it sounded just as good.
Yeah, regardless, it was quality. Yeah. And I think, little days like that, out and about, a class. I feel like after going IBF, going like a little day out with the boys, I now feel rested, ready to rumble again. Whereas, like, if we just work non-stop, grind non-stop...
Yeah, we've got to be careful, talking like that, because there are people that actually do go and work 12 hour
days. No, 100%.
And we have to turn up for like 2.5 hours a week.
I'm
starting to feel a bit burned out.
Yeah, like burnout is real. Whether it's a job you like or don't like, burnout is real. And it's like, you know, in a world where it is all about just keep going, grind, get up at 3 a.m. Like, nah, mate, you need to sleep, bro.
I really felt fucked this morning.
Don't you, fucking hate motivational videos that are like, oh, you got to wake up at 5 a.m. to kickstart the day? Like, some people just don't operate that way.
I don't say that in my motivational
videos. He makes them.
Do you? No, do you say wake up?
Not...
No, you know what I mean? When people are...
You say you hate his videos?
No, wait, I literally have not said anything about waking up early.
Because that is so, personal to the individual.
100%. No, basically, the only thing I'd recommend is fucking routine.
Mm.
Like, a little bit of a routine, so whatever time that is. Like,
have an alarm set, but...
But when it's like, you got to be... If you're in the East Coast, you got to wake up earlier, because, I don't know...
What kind of...
What? Pretty good saying.
When you're in the East Coast, wake up earlier on the West Coast.
What? I don't know, it's pathetic and not funny. Guten Tag! Hola! And basically, would you love to have the best shave you've ever had in the world? Just like me. Look at it right now. Stunning.
You definitely shaved this morning, didn't you?
I did.
I know, I can
with
tell.
With my Harry's weighted handle and 5-blade cartridge.
My word. They are the best.
They are the greatest. Not only that, they are the best price in the world. Why? Because they make all of their products themselves. No middlesman. No. No middleman. No horrible extras. And they are offering you a free Harry's trial set. All you have to do is pay the £3.95 postage.
Mm.
Okay. And what comes with it? Well, you have the lovely weighted handle. You have the 5-blade cartridge, a handy foaming shave gel, and a free travel size face wash.
Mate, I tell you what, even if you say you're like me and you don't want to shave, no, hear me out. Get it for a mate for their birthday.
Oh, yeah, it's a free dad. Little birthday mate, present for
it's
someone.
It's actually a banger. It's a banger.
And I tell you what, even if you don't shave, right? I use it to get this little bit just up here so you look sharp.
The clean
shape-shifting. So get it now at harrys.com/wafflin. You won't regret it. harrys.com/wafflin. Link in the description. Back on with the show. In other news, then, those of you that are on the patreon.com/wafflin, you will know a little secret, right? So I did a Q&A. Yes, I did a Q&A. 22 minutes, non-stop, weller down the lens on his ones. When's the last time you saw that, buddy? Fucking never, right? And it was quality. I'll read some of the comments, actually. Yeah, it just made me feel quite good.
You're quite nervous, though, weren't you? You didn't want to read.
Oh, he was shitting himself. No, I'm not reading the comments. And you read them.
Oh, yeah, I didn't want to read the comments unless it was, like, abuse, because obviously we missed a week of posting and I thought everyone was going to hate us, which they did. They were like, I've paid £4.50 for this and you can't be bothered.
It's not that we can't be bothered. That's not the case. We actually have
Wait, actually, Mr. Savile, literally, Mr. Savile has commented saying, not gonna lie, boys, this podcast has really hit rock bottom. Wait, we've gone from laughing at Theo being a beta male crying over his ex to laughing at Luke's space boots. The new studio stinks as well. Is Theo recording on an iPhone, FFS? The old studio was great.
What? That just felt like a personal attack on me.
Basically, there was one episode where you were recording on an iPhone, but like, how's it hit rock bottom? I think it's just class.
I thought his space boots were well funny.
Yeah, his space boots were funny. But anyways, basically, people were saying like, oh, old school Weller returns. This is old school Weller. Old Weller. Basically, I figured out that whenever I'm just like talking normally and being myself, people refer to that as old Weller. But it's just me.
When you're just talking to a camera normally.
Yeah, but anyways, well, on... Within that Q&A, I did announce that I am...
Coming out.
Back onto YouTube. You're not fucking doing it! Right, and I'm actually gassed. Okay, and I went into details about all sorts of stuff. So if you do want to check out that video, make sure you...
But also, surely you're going to tell them.
I will. I'm joking. Basically, I've been planning over the past year a good few video ideas, just hypothetically more than anything. I was like, I'm probably not going to make them, but... I just like creating and, you know, being the imaginative genius.
Did you make an Excel document?
No, it was in my notes on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. And, so the videos essentially are going to be some interesting ones. So you have funny type ones. You have conspiracy type ones. Basically, just like whatever the fuck I want to do. And I'm just excited because, like, I think I've tried, you know, many different jobs now, you know, from presenting on Sky Sports to doing my music and doing all sorts of other things, which I do enjoy, but nothing gives you the creative freedom like YouTube to upload and make and create whatever you want.
At your heart.
Yeah, like...
What are you?
Exactly. I'm a creator. I'm a content creator.
Oh, you're a YouTuber.
A YouTuber. So I'm going to fulfill my fucking potential and make sick vids, and I'm aiming to come back in July.
What's your three goals with this?
Suck cuck.
That's two.
Oh, shit. No, wait, go on. Sorry.
Yeah, like, what is the end product for this? What are you hoping for?
The end product? To basically just be doing YouTube, enjoying it in a sustainable way, so that that's sort of, like, my main thing, so that I'm fulfilling that creative, like, spark in me, and it's, like, my job is that, rather than brand deals being my main job.
Wake up, have a purpose, have a job, and then everything else is on top of it.
Yeah, because nothing gasses me like being creative. So it's sort of like, if I can do that on a weekly basis, I'm fulfilling that fucking thing.
I think it's also very important, I'm moving towards as well, like, it's also very important to treat it as, like, a 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, as you know, we know, you will...
It's easy to do nothing as well.
No, I was going
to
say the opposite, you'll burn out and die. Well, if you don't take time off, like a lot of people say, yeah, if a lawyer's work, they'll work to midnight and it's only a finite time you can do that. But if you treat it as a 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, this is what I'm going to do. Obviously, weekends you're going to end up doing stuff as well. But if you treat it as like a real job, then you'd be more successful.
What is your actual, like, what will fulfill you?
What will fulfill me?
Like, say for example's sake, and I don't think this is going to be the case.
Okay.
Let's say you come back. 25,000 views.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong
will
with that.
Will you feel... No. I'm just saying, would something like that leave you... leave you unsatisfied? And that's my point. Like, is it purely personal or is it also you want...
Well, I guess...
You want to get the success.
I guess you also don't
want
to... I don't think anyone makes YouTube videos and goes, I hope this doesn't get any views.
No, of course.
But obviously, yeah, I want as many people as possible to enjoy my content as for, like, it's always been. But what I want to do, what will truly fulfill me is making content I'm proud of, right? So making stuff that actually fucking makes me feel good, I'm gassed to put that out rather than it's like, oh, I'm making this because people like are telling me to make it and they all want it. It's like,
Also, I think it's important, like, you have to not pay attention to the views, but you also do it at the same time, do pay attention to the views. Because you know, with a lot of people, when they change their content, the views will drop and then it rises in the long run because it'll be like a changeover period.
The thing is...
And then long term, if you make content you like, people will enjoy it.
The thing is, what it's basically going to be is just like waffling, except it's just me. Nah, not really. But it's just basically, so like me now, right, looking at you, it's like, hello. Right, this is basically it, except I'm going to be fucking doing different topics.
Then when you come on waffling...
What?
What to talk about now?
No. It won't be waffling that like I'm talking about... current events like we do. Yeah. I'm just talking about, it's going to be, pretend these other cameras aren't here, hollow, right? And then we've got different topics.
You build in a nice little...
So what I'm saying is I'm not completely changing my content from nothing, like, from, you know what I mean?
You're building a little squad around you, aren't you?
You're going to have like a nice little recording zone. You know, like, so this geezer just like ripped the new studio. You're going to have like a nice, visually pleasing...
Bedroom.
No, but I think you should try and get a... If you get a permanent setup, because a lot of the time, especially with this, the ag is the setup. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're having something which isn't permanent, setting up, it's like, oh...
So that basically, the little fucking corner of my room that I've made the studio is just, I don't have to ever have to take it down.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not a camera that I use here for this setup.
You want it
it's literally just there and it's class. And I've even bought a Dyson cooling fan so that the room can
You are such a YouTuber.
My room's in the roof, it gets fucking hot.
You've got LED lights in your background.
No, I actually don't, but
surely you're going to.
Nah, a bit longer. But like,
go full YouTube.
I'm just excited because, like, obviously, you know, for a long time, being, like, scared in front of the camera on my own, like, I'm still scared anymore.
That's good.
How's that happened?
Have you done any, like, trial runs other than what
you did? Well, I've done a few, like, obviously, when I've been practicing, like, wanting to find the best part of my room, I set up the camera and, like, fucking chatted waffle a little bit. But, like, I don't know. I don't know what's, like, really done it, but I've just sort of lost the fear. I feel free.
Obviously, you said you were looking at maybe getting an editor and someone to help out with the team.
I don't think I'll get an editor, right?
Really?
Should I tell you why, right? I'll tell you for why. Basically, talking to Chris MD, right? So this is all Chris MD. And Jamel15, right? But basically, it was that in certain edits, and I'm going to come on to your recent Neymar and Mbappe video, right, the edit and the personality in the edit is literally can be the difference between banging or not.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm hoping you learned from that video that Harry obviously edited was how, even though it's not the longest video in the world, when you literally fucking, it's straight in, no waffling, traveling scenes or whatever, just boom, you're in, fucking, oh shit, my camera's just turned off. Shit, right, I'm just going to finish this bit and we're just going to have to keep it on the other cameras. But when you just have, like, the entertaining action to the point stuff mixed in with jokes and then it ends, like...
We had the choice of,
people,
like,
watch the whole thing and they're just gassed and they want more.
One of the top comments on Theo's video was, like, glad he sacked his shit editor and got a new one.
What, we actually had a choice of, like... Because we actually cut out, like, half the Neymar clip.
Yeah.
Like, the half of the entire thing of two touch of Neymar.
Why? What, just because they weren't very good?
It was all right, but he wanted to keep the pace going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where it's like, and that's where I'm like, mate, my idea, well, what, with my editing, it's like that only I fucking feel like I can fully nail that. And I don't mind that doing that.
But I think Chris is a good, like, middle line, because he's in charge of all the edits, but has other guys that come in and come out, and like the syncing, for example. If you've got like five cameras.
Oh yeah, syncing stuff. Doing like almost the admin role of just preparing the footage so that it's ready to be edited.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally, like, I get that. But the thing with my setup is going to literally be one camera.
Audio.
Every video is going to be 8 minutes or thereabouts.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be like very clockwork and fuck gas, mate.
It'd be good to get into a little routine.
I'm excited to be into a routine. I'm actually really excited. Anyways, I need to turn my camera back on now. I suppose it's pretty good. Now, in other news, basically, you boys, right, so you went to the Champions League final.
How many
right?
people thought that was an ad read then?
You thought that was an ad read.
We don't get them anymore.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, basically, Theo suffered some serious fucking injuries, right? Have a look at this. See that splatter of blood? Murderous scenes.
No, you have to realise that I caught the majority of it in my tissue.
No, apparently, right, you said that it would look like a murder scene.
That's what you said to all the other boys.
This little piss artist, right? He went out and got crunk. Yeah? Fucking crunk.
Crunk.
Yeah. Fellaini mode. No. Wait,
we went to this beer place. Yeah.
Get closer to your microphone.
We went to this beer house.
And they brewed all their own beer.
It wasn't a gay bar, it was a beer house.
No one said it was a gay bar.
No. What?
Was it a big gay bar?
Nah.
Well, so you two went. There's nothing wrong with that.
We got in it and then we realised, oh, okay. And then Luke kept trying to, like...
What, kiss? Did you kiss?
He tried quite a few times.
You do that.
I'll tell you what, it was
I just tried to hold his hand.
It was a belter place. It was quality.
It was okay. Quality.
They brewed all their own beers, and we had these things, we called them milkshakes.
Yeah.
They were just 8.5% beers.
It's not that much. Mate, yeah, they were fucking LG, mate.
Mate, for a pint.
You had an 8.5% beer at
he
LG?
He did. Double punks.
I had four of the double punks.
Right.
But they fucked me.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, you did get murked, mate, on
actual
toast.
1,000 calories of beer.
So how did you end up, right? This is what I want to know. How did you end up falling and almost dying? Because apparently you did
know.
Almost
don't
die.
Remember.
Okay, but so you were just smashed.
I can talk you through the night. So we
you
obviously...
go through the whole night?
Yeah, because it's quite cool. Because we went to that club.
Yeah, Cal got us in.
So we had like two big magnums of vodka, and Malfoy was practically drinking them from the bottle.
So as you do, you are quite a piss artist.
I tried taking him back to the hotel. He was accusing all Uber drivers of being racist. So
were you? I can imagine you doing that. Well, because they wouldn't take you.
No, he wouldn't let me book one. He was trying to make us walk, and then I caved in, and he was taking us in the wrong direction.
So then sorry for trying to get our steps up.
Then we finally get in the Uber, and every time the guy's driving, Malfoy's like, retching and like as if he's gonna throw up. So then the guy's like stopping and we're like, mate, you're gonna throw up. And every time he stopped, he'd be all right. So I'd be like, can you just fucking stop so we can get home? It took us ages. It was like a 5-minute drive.
Yeah.
And then we get back and he's like crying about that he's gonna be sick. And then so I just get into bed, like cover up and try to go to sleep. And then all of a sudden I hear him like stumble across the whole room from like side to side. Kicks the step up to the balcony and just like starts like whimpering. He's honestly like on the floor calling me for help. Like,
daddy, come and get me.
I just remember looking down, there's blood just dripping out of my face. Oh, it hurt.
Oh no, my camera's just stopped again. My camera's stopped again.
Just end this whole thing.
No, just, my camera just. All right, should we just fucking stop this? Do you think waffling will last forever? Like, I'm just going to have to use this fucking camera now. Like,
right, next week, lads, if you're watching this right now, do you want to sit here?
No, it's all right.
Week, we got new cameras.
Yep.
We're getting a whole new setup.
It is, though, but it isn't great. It actually brings a lot of stress, like this. Oh, actually fucking pisses me off.
And it should be, like, completely stress-free.
Yeah, it actually
like, even having to go up to Pitch Side Studios.
Yeah.
Which is quality, but, like, we have to go all the way to, like, a new destination to film. Like, it's not consistent. And then it goes wrong anyway.
Yeah, like, it's just... Oh, we show your boys' hearts are in it. Is your heart in waffling,
Theo?
I'll
tell you what it is. It is the only thing that I hate.
Yeah, you hate.
The aggro with setting everything up.
Yeah, mate, there is.
It's the thought of setting everything up.
Because, like... Oh. It is. It's like fucking fuck's sake.
It's like not having somewhere which is like we used to have.
Yeah,
where
it's
we had
like
our studio
we don't
that
have,
was our home.
Yeah, we don't have a home. We don't. Yeah,
I feel like we are currently Spurs.
We are currently Spurs. We're not here nor there. We're just a bit all over the gaff, and it's just like, fuck. What if I start making my main channel content? I'm like, oh boys, I just want to dedicate to all of this. To dedicate to that. That's what if I'm scared of.
Why?
I mean,
what if it's more fun?
What do you mean?
Because like we actually fucking fuck it every week.
I'm balancing main channel, second channel, waffling, and pitch side.
Oh, that's quite good.
That's four channels.
That is good.
And anyone can do what they like.
Can we charge these batteries then so that they just?
I'm gonna be in charge of all cameras now.
Okay.
I'm taking all cameras home and charging them.
Yeah, thank God.
You'll never see them ever again, though.
Because hellacious.
Oh, it actually is awful.
Yeah, but in other news, right, so we got some serious death threats, right, serious fucking threatening behaviour. They were saying, like, we deserve to die, like, we're going to die, like, you're getting murked, mate, right?
I didn't get any of these.
Okay.
Sure, you probably got the
most.
It
was following, right? Get these photos up now. As you can see on my Instagram, like, nothing edited, like, they just look normal, right?
Fuck off!
Wait, no one even noticed that my head had been enlarged.
Wait, what?
They got shunk, mate.
Mate, I look like a fishbowl.
Wait, yeah. Okay, do you think Luke looks like a fishbowl? Right, we're going to zoom in now. Like, look at him. You know, does he look like a fishbowl? Wait, I don't think he does!
You know that guy in Men in Black?
No.
The little alien man?
No.
Has the tiny little head. Still going on about what? It.
So basically, yeah, like Theo's also not been edited in this one, and neither's Luke's head in this one. But bottom line is, we were playing for Rangers, and obviously we didn't realise the fucking serious repercussions, right, that you would get from, very good, from Celtic supporters, right?
Yes.
And that's because apparently religion is very heavily involved in that rivalry. Now, isn't it interesting how serious religion can... take things. I think a lot of like the hatred in the world and the fucking awful things are sometimes based on religion. And it's like, why?
Yeah, well, I mean,
why does religion do that?
Well, at the end of the day, this is what I've always said my thought on religion is. Now, obviously, it's a touchy thing, especially when you mix religion in with a football, which football, in most cases, is a religion for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's more than a masque and club, says Barca.
Exactly, when you mix them. Now, for me, religion, I think the majority of religions are the same.
What, good morals, good values, good be morals, kind, they be all nice have, to thy neighbour.
Exactly. Basically, the whole point of a lot of religions is to be a good human being.
Good being.
So why is it we have wars? We have hatred towards other religions. Religions hate each other. People who don't believe in any religion sometimes just hate on people who do believe in religion. Why do these people care so much that they have to be racist towards certain religions? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. The whole point of a religion is that you should respect other people and have good morals, and yet a lot of these people just hate each other.
But is it that, like, oh, is it if you don't support this religion, you are a bad person? Or is it that, like... Because I got a message saying that, the orange kit that you're wearing of Rangers represents the blood of Christian Catholics. And they're fucking proud of that. And I'm like, does it, or is it just orange?
That sounds like just someone getting a weapon, doesn't it, really? Like,
it is just an orange
imagine
kit.
Imagine if it is just like a secret double meaning.
Yeah,
and Rangers... I haven't done any research, not going to, but I just... I just literally want to know why there's such hatred. Like, yeah, just it's a footy game, mate. Just like play a bit of footy, like kicking a ball.
No,
about,
the
like,
Rangers Celtic goes back beyond our years. So
shit,
we don't really know what.
Yeah, but therefore, it should. I just don't think it should be valid to be that hateful of hate towards someone. Like, don't get me wrong, Crystal Palace, fuck piece of shit. No. But like, obviously, what I mean by that is I'm a Seagulls and Hove Albion Chelsea fan, and. Obviously, Palace are seen as scum, right, by Brighton. But Brighton are seen as scum by Palace. But you don't want to murder each other, like, do you? You don't want to murder, you don't want actual death.
And would you really, like, DM someone, go as far as DMing someone on Instagram saying that you fucking hate them?
Yeah, but you have
because they're a Palace supporter.
No, I'd just have banter, like me and Stannard, right? Yeah, Stannard loves a bit of banter.
But the difference is like, up in Rangers and Celtic, like, for us, we see it as like, what, this doesn't seem too necessary, but for Rangers and Celtic, their whole core belief is divided in the city of Glasgow, isn't it? Like, it is Catholics and Protestants, and like, a lot of these guys' parents will have strong, rooted family religious beliefs.
Well, yeah.
But that's what you're seeing now. I speak to someone, I was like, what's it like now? He said, it's not as bad, but it's still fucked.
Yeah.
And it's getting better.
Because I had someone like message me saying, like, lost all respect for me. Not going to watch the podcast. And I replied, like, mate, I don't care about either team.
Silly,
I just wanted to play at the stadium.
Yeah.
You love replying to haters.
Oh, I replied to a lot of people that DM me. But, like, I'm, like...
Oh, you silly.
I just think, like, why do you care?
Why do you care?
Why do you care?
Why do we care? Well, that
person's opinion on you... has caused you to reply.
No, because it was more just like, oh, well, okay, let's see how he responds to, like, a regular response. Me not, like, getting well angry at him.
Your lawyer side came out and you wanted a little bit of an argument.
I didn't want an argument. I don't want to argue with anyone.
Conversation.
Fucking batter him. Konnichiwa. Now, boys and girls, our friends at Coinbase have sponsored this show, especially for you guys that are interested in investing. Right, because they're willing to give you £10, nah, 10 euros in free Bitcoin.
Wait, 10 euro?
I mean, literally 10 euro.
What class?
If you're willing to sign up with Coinbase and start your investing journey.
Well, now, your cryptocurrency journey.
Yeah, okay, it's investing, right? So what makes Coinbase so good, Luke?
Well, look, boys, the cryptocurrency space is a bit of an enigma to everyone.
Yes.
So knowing that you're working with a safe and reliable platform... is the most important thing.
I'll tell you what my favourite thing about Coinbase is.
Whoa!
Mate, I can use it. It's easy to use. It has a great interface. A lot of a lot of websites, yeah, they scare me.
They are terrifying.
Especially it's about, like, you know, this sort of stuff, investment and whatnot. Yes. Terrifying. Coinbase, they're welcoming.
They are loving people. And at coinbase.com/waffling, you can claim your 10 euros in free Bitcoin. That is coinbase.com/waffling. Get yours now. Booker with the show.
In our manege.
What are you laughing at?
You sound like a cartoon character.
Do I? Do you reckon I could voice cartoons?
Yes.
SpongeBob.
Is that one of the top comments, by the way, on the last episode. The last episode 2 weeks ago.
literally like the most failing podcast. Like, what is this piece of shit?
The top comment on the last episode was, thought Luke was going to break down in tears halfway through his Kitty performance.
What, did that make you want to cry inside? Yes.
Yes. Did you go home and cringe?
Do you reckon
about...
you could do it quickly now?
No.
Like, you're a kitty.
No, that was, I said it then. That is like my idea of hell. That is my worst nightmare.
Actually, to be fair, do you remember up in Rangers when obviously like you and I, obviously I was filming my video, you were trying to do the waffling
video. You were doing what?
I was filming my video. You were trying to do the waffling stuff, and then this guy just didn't do anything for the waffling vlog. And you were like, do you remember on the phone?
No, that was because he said my camera was shit.
It was.
He wouldn't let me use my phone because the camera wasn't
no,
up.
No, you could use your phone to film yourself, but I wanted a main camera that I was using and I needed a good
and
one.
And I think that was maybe a bit of nerve blogging or whatnot, but I'd noticed in Paris, in the Champions League final, he was king vlogger.
Was he smashed?
No.
I did it a lot because Theo was obviously taken up doing
my video.
His stuff.
Okay.
So then I just...
Well, that is good.
I don't enjoy it. Do you know what I mean?
Really? Because it's actually an interesting thing. Like, what would you say gives you that feeling? What would you call that feeling? Like, self... Like, give yourself the ick? No, what
it is? No, it is like that. Though. It's like self-cringe.
Yeah, what makes yourself cringe out most? Like, what situation? Go on, Malfoy.
Sometimes when I blurt things out.
I love fucking... No,
I say shit and I'm like, oh... Why did I say that? And I look back at it, and I'm like, why do I say stuff which is just I don't believe?
What
do you mean? Like, sometimes
are you talking about like when you're like trying to trigger people?
Sometimes I'll say stuff which I don't actually like believe or feel, but I'm just saying it because like why not have a conversation about it?
Oh, I know.
Do you see what I mean?
Is that even when you're like sometimes if you're having like
and sometimes
I used to have these like faux debates with like people at uni where I'd argue with them for the sake of arguing.
Oh, so
like I would say things that I completely didn't think, but like I'd just be
play devil's advocate,
yeah.
Even if you don't even believe it. But is that just on your podcast where you're making conversation, or are you talking about in real life?
I do that in real life as well.
You do it in real life, but you'll just start being like, oh, fucking hate Binman. Fucking wankers, the lot of them. And then secretly you're like, I don't give a fuck, like, where you just like, I don't know.
I think so, yeah. What did you not do for Jubilee, by the way?
Oh, I
didn't realise how fucking big it was.
Oh, it's fucking huge, mate.
It's massive.
But like the reptilian shapeshifters. I was really trying to analyse the royal family to see if they were reptilians.
You can imagine them at home going, I can see a tail on one of these ones.
Because like the queen had a bloodshot eye. And I was like, maybe that is something to do with it. But now they all seem like pretty normal. But something I did notice is that like in the British culture, like there's a lot of like irony and banter. Right, you wouldn't catch, like, say, in the American version of the Jubilee or whatever, like, things like on the pyrotechnics of the dog's bone floating over to one of the corgis and then just, like, the Queen's handbag coming out with loads of love hearts and just... there's just a lot of, like, a bit of piss take.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like,
whereas, like, Kim Jong-un is, like, it's all very serious and it's all got to be very, you know... But I think that's good within the British, like, comedy that there is a bit of, like, irony.
Thank God we're not like Kim Jong-un, eh?
Yeah.
Them bloody North Koreans.
Yeah, no, it's true. It was, but like, people get quite a hard time for liking the country. Do you know? Do you see, like, online,
you know what,
like, people
mate,
get, like,
you
quite.
You have to hate the country.
It does sometimes seem like that on Twitter. Mm. Like when people get called, which is quite a funny term, flag shaggers.
What? Like, say you're a flag shagger.
No, like, I'm absolutely, like, impartial to it. I don't care, like.
I think a lot of people like the idea of a 4-day weekend.
I think that's the thing that like people like more than anything. I guess the thing that they may not like is like the £2 billion spent on it when people are starving and all of that.
This is also the last time probably little Lizzie's going to be up on that balcony.
Yeah, she did seem like she had enough.
She's
really.
96
Mate,
years
like,
old.
Mate, like my nan, right? So she can hardly see. She bangs on it. Like you'll be talking
How old
about
is she?
96. You'll be talking about, like, making a sandwich. You should be going on, swimming pools and just sort of literally just, like, random stuff. Mm. Totally harmless, but like, I can't imagine the like my nan up there wanting to deal with all
this. It's actually quite respectable, isn't it? Like being 96 years old after reigning for 70 years.
But when like you're a shape-shifting reptilian, right? So when you are one of those, do you believe in that?
What, that conspiracy?
No, shape-shifting reptilians.
Do you find it strange, right? You've never heard of like a royal like getting cancer.
Have you not?
Not to my knowledge, like a really top tier.
If you could cure cancer, you could cure aging.
What? Oh, because cancer cells are.
It's basically that is how it is. If you speak to anyone who's a cancer student, you're like,
who's a student of cancer?
No, but studies the cancers. Look, stop laughing. No, basically, my ex-girlfriend. Studied it.
Which one?
And she basically said, but if you could cure cancer, you cure aging. But they still age, so therefore, but I suppose that'd be too bait.
They've thought of everything, these bloody reptiles.
Yeah, the reptilians.
Wait, but so is it because the cells, like cancer is like mutating cells, isn't it?
And they grow.
Wait, so which ones are reptiles? Ones aren't? Is little Louis a reptile?
I don't know if he's a reptile.
Just the queen.
No.
Well, so how are they produced? If they are reptiles, like do they like did the queen give birth to Charles?
No, she laid an egg. I don't know, but like it's like are all of the leaders of the world, are they just faces? And secretly, there's just like the Freemasons that are just secretly running the world.
People do believe that, don't they?
I know somebody who was a Freemason.
Isn't a Freemason like people that are secretly running the world?
No, anyone.
What is a Freemason?
I don't know. Isn't it like some society? I swear anyone can be
basically an all-boys club, innit?
All boys?
Like a boys club, innit?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's just like...
I knew someone who was a Freemason.
Posh.
George Baker.
My old tennis coach.
Oh, yeah. So, Tory.
Oh, you have to be Tory.
Yeah, I think it's very sort of like... Raging. Like, you know, upper class vibes.
Did you see everyone getting the ick with Prince Charles?
Why? What? Because he was like, you know,
he was like, mummy.
Well, I thought it was quite cool and hip and funny.
He's like 75 years old.
Yeah, surely they already had the ick, though.
Yeah, but basically, all of the royals just like, don't count me on this, but shag about.
What do we mean?
So basically, it's just the done
thing. This is his opinion. This is my opinion.
Please don't get me, reptiles. Basically, I've heard that like, even said up Prince Philip, would like cheat on the Queen multiple times.
Surely
you've heard, right?
No, mate. Google it now. Like all the different
TikTok.
Did you see it on TikTok?
No, I didn't see this. I didn't see this one on TikTok. But like, just all the different affairs. Like Charles.
Are you telling me Charles and Philip used to have little massive gangbangs in Buckingham
Palace?
Probably
not with each other.
Not with each other.
That'd be like you having a gangbang with your dad.
But that is likely. Anyways, with your mum. Oh, no, I didn't mean that. Because she's watching. No, basically...
Isn't it mad? Sorry, this is one thing. The Queen.
Yeah?
The actual Queen Elizabeth would have had to give birth. And there is like a midwife who just...
Caught
Prince Charles and saw that.
That means the Queen's been fisted.
Well, Luke... No. That's the Queen you're talking about.
No, but they like get their hand up there, don't they?
Do they go deep within?
Mm. Yeah, because obviously Ruth's like.
Would you watch it? Would you if Ruth's got absolute?
I've already said like I'm standing like head side.
Why would you not want to see the ginormous bulbous head come out?
Wait, are you taking the piss?
Wait, are you?
I would. Yeah, I would.
Would you get?
Oh, that's your child. You've created.
Yeah. Oh, God's sake.
No.
Not now. Not ever. That's a child.
No. I would see the child when he comes out and he's not covered in like fucking
sploosh.
Wait. So let me get this straight. Okay, your child is born and graced into the world. You've created life.
Little goblet. Then what'd you call it?
And you're going. Oh, get this thing away from me.
Yes.
Until it's cleaned.
Well, no. They don't like just give it to you. You don't pull it out.
No, I know, but you can.
What if they said, we need a hand?
No.
No. But if they were like, she's going to die if you don't help us out quick, just run in and
see. Are you
like,
cutting the cord?
Rest in peace.
No, but you have to do it with your mouth.
No, I'm not cutting.
No,
you're not cutting the cord. No, I'm not cutting the fucking cord.
Not, mate, that's tradition. You're a traditionalist.
No,
though.
No, no. Okay,
no,
so
you're
not going to eat it.
Mate, you're meant to cut it and eat it.
No, placenta. Placenta you eat.
Yeah, yeah. Would you not see it off?
No. So you're eating, what is placenta?
Huh?
What is placenta?
Isn't it thing that the baby's in?
Yeah.
So you're going to cook it. You're going
to
cook it.
No, but that apparently that is advised to the pregnant women. Like, to then, like, once they've given birth...
Sorry, love, you just shove a human out of your arse on is eat some placenta.
Take the placenta home, cook it up, make a little, like, spag placenta or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, and apparently that's, like, good for the mum.
Wait, so
and then it's also, like, I think it's good for the
So where
the
are you,
it,
when your other half is given birth.
Other half.
Where are you? Are you out there? Are you holding a hand? Are you with her going, don't worry, Ruthie, you'll be okay.
Or are you just outside?
No. So, you know, like...
This bitch done yet?
Normally... Oh, Jesus. Who do you think I am? Normally what happens, they've got, like, their legs up, haven't they? And then I think there's, like, a sheet.
Yeah, there's a sheet.
So I'll be up the head side.
What throwing something at her head?
No, I'll be at the head holding her hand.
So,
probably.
Okay.
Maybe not holding it because she might squeeze
what
it.
What would you do if you did see that the actual sight, the sight of it? Because I feel like I'd get really ill.
Yeah, no, it would make me like, I know it's very, very natural, very normal, but let's be honest, it is fucking disgusting.
Wait, would you like, never be able to look at it the same way again?
No, I don't think it's that. But that is a worry for, and it does happen to a lot of couples where like they're like, nah, I can never go near a vagina again.
Really?
Yeah.
And that is like, look, if you're squeamish, like there'll be people right now going, you fucking hate women right now. But like, basically, I just think I'd get to the heebie-jeebies. Like, it just like make me, I don't know, yeah. I feel what I see. So if I see that, I feel like it's happening to me.
Yeah, and it's like the same way
You can really relate to the woman's feelings right there.
It's the same way I wouldn't watch her, like, have her appendix removed. Do you know what I mean?
If she had chronic diarrhea, you're not watching that either.
Boy, that is a common thing.
You know, like, that happens, they shit themselves.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure, like, 9 out of 10 women take a dump when they're, like,
you actually come out of the womb with shit on your head.
Yeah, your mum has probably crapped on you.
I don't like that. No, but that is actually quite awful. Why do they have to go through, and then they want to do it again?
Yep.
Why do they want to do it?
Well, yeah, because you've got this.
Like, you created a life.
Precious little.
Well, that's cesarean when you get cut open instead.
But that's a bit long for man. Like.
Doesn't it make you like
happy that I'm not a lady?
Yeah. It makes me appreciate. Like,
really do like
being a man and what they have to.
Do you
go
think
through
you'd adopt then?
No.
Weller has never had
right now, I'm like, I don't really believe in kids, mate.
What do you mean, don't believe?
They're all
aliens. Not real, mate.
They're reptiles.
Let's change to reptilians. Well, let me just see if we're still recording. One sec. I think we are. Yeah, we are. No, but like, I just feel, I mean...
How does your other half
feel
like
if you want to live your own life, you see you later, mate.
Yeah, but...
You can't do that and have a baby.
No, that is true, but like... We talk quite a lot on here about like fulfillment and sort of self-fulfillment. And do you not think you'll get to a stage in your life where you're like, well, like, I've got everything. Like, I've done everything for me.
Well, hopefully so. But like, what if I'm a narcissistic egomaniac?
I don't think you could ever be ready for a kid.
Really? But like, Amy and Ty were like, we want a kid.
Yeah, but I think people always think they're ready.
Yeah.
A lot of people think like, oh, now's the time. But like... No one's ever really ready.
But what happens
ready.
If your future wife / girlfriend right now? Because you're going to marry her, aren't you?
Yes.
So what happens if she goes, I want a child?
She does.
Bear my child.
She does. She loves the idea of kids. And I'm just like, apart from the fact that's not me.
Honestly, what's the point in the relationship? Like, I mean that genuinely.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Because maybe one day I might be, but not now. I mean, she's not ready now, but it's like... The concept of that for her is like, yeah, class. Whereas for me, it's a bit like, oh, fuck.
But you know, it's when
I reckon you'd love it, you know.
Yeah, but really? Because like, I just find them all a bit jarring.
No,
it's like, fucking turn off now.
They are, until they're like, you know, like, now, like, our parents are probably quite happy to be around us. But like...
Well... So,
yeah, probably not you, bald. But when you're like... when you're like kids...
Bald.
Do you not think, like... They are fucking irritating.
Yeah, well, jarring little shites.
I think after, say, 3 or 4 years, you'll start to like yours.
Maybe, but like...
First year when it's like pissing all over you, shitting.
Mate, because that's the thing. I've got like a nephew. You've got a little nephew.
And nephews. niece. The girl version.
Did you ever, like, change his, like, shitty nappy?
Bun dat. Yeah. Bun dat, mate.
Fully, no. Like, I can't think of anything worse.
But you know what, though? I think it's completely different when it's your own thing.
Is it, though, my guy?
None of us know. Mate, how do we know? We could literally have no idea.
If I pretend that you're my baby right now, I don't want to.
Yeah, but his would be awful, you can imagine.
You grimy as fuck. You're not.
Can I just say, also, that always gets a lot of stick for that. This freak is 10 times worse than me.
Why, is he gross?
Vile. Freak. I'll accidentally let off a little fart. And he'll go, ooh, fucking huge, vile piece of shit. All fucking night in Paris, non-stop. And he finds it funny.
Yeah, but would you guys share a bed?
Nah. No, separate beds.
Well, they were kind of separate.
They were two duvets.
It was like two single beds, but like right up
but
next
to you push them together.
No.
Yeah, because wait, on that last night where like we were trying to get to sleep and then like we kept like tossing and turning and then at like one point we both turned over and we're like facing each other and we're just like the thing I was like, I'm probably gonna turn around again.
I turned over. Because he could like feel the
pressure. Like breathing on each other.
Oh, no.
No, nothing happened though.
Right.
Oh, we played on the pitch.
You did do that.
I didn't. You made me film.
What? You didn't let him play on it?
He wasn't allowed.
Why
wasn't
he
even allowed on the pitch?
Wait, what? Actually, he wasn't even allowed on. They really disrespected me there.
Yeah. Didn't even get a photo of Kaká.
Why?
Didn't even get a photo of Kaká.
Why didn't you get a photo of Kaká?
I don't know. Everyone got a photo of Kaká.
But
me.
But
like you said. Theo's like, nah, sorry, I can't get you in. Then Roman Kemp comes in the dressing room. He's like, yeah, didn't know about this until yesterday. They just invited me. I was like, oh.
Yeah, two of his mates with him as well.
Two of his like mates, like probably like working in Morrison's and they're getting on the pitch.
Whoa, I never need.
Good to see Roman though.
Yeah, it's good to see Roman. Still doing well on the Jubilee.
Are you gonna go on his show?
Maybe. I mean, it all depends how the songs do. Don't be shit. No, yeah, I mean, they need to be good.
When are they coming out?
July.
Oh, shit, like...
Next month.
Next week.
He's actually, scared.
I am a bit scared.
Obviously, you're scared. You care about
it. No, because, like, obviously, when you make so many tunes, like, you're like, right, which one's the one?
You have to play them to other people.
And it's just, yeah, I know, but this one's a bit high risk. Because one minute I love it, and then I'm like, it's a fucking piece of shit.
You should send us the EP.
I'll send you the fucking EP, bro. No, it's a demo. Yeah, no.
The demo.
It is always just going to be a risk, but what you need to remember is that, look, one song isn't the be-all and end-all. We're going to make loads of songs. Mm. This one's, you know, a song. The next one's going to be different. Just keep it flowing.
Here's the vibe. Here's what you got to
do. Go on, my guy.
Hit me with the vibe. See, that sort of stuff I hate. If you send them, and then, like, say we're at a party or whatever.
Bust it.
See what reaction you get.
Yeah.
If it's a dead thing, fam.
Well, yeah, you should have played it on the bus.
Yeah, you want that's when you know.
And no, not said
I was
anything.
Embarrassed.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have said anything.
Don't say anything. It's not your voice.
Yeah, but
that
could be worse. Like,
fucking skip this one. But at the end of it, that's probably what you want. If people don't like the song, you want to know.
Yeah, but it's sort of locked in now.
Okay. Well, hopefully they do like the song.
It's sort of locked in. Nah, look. At the end of the day, it's gangsters.
Send us the demo and we'll, you know, bust it.
Yeah.
And in the car as well. Put it in the car.
I've played it in the car many a time. Yeah, no, it's just, yeah. Anyways.
Don't get too nervous.
I won't get too nervous, mate.
What do you boys think of individuals that try and, like, conquer different types of females?
What? So you're talking about... So their idea is, like, oh, I want to get with a redhead. I want to get with a mixed race. I want to get with a Latina.
Yes.
I want to get with a small person.
Ooh, what?
You know, like that, because that is a thing in itself. Like, you know, you see stag do's, and sometimes they will handcuff someone with growth problems. No, fuck off.
It's not a growth problem. It would be like...
No, they didn't handcuff you to anyone.
They, I think... Dwarfism, that is an actual thing.
No.
Mate,
no.
That is.
No, why are we laughing? Wait, I'm not laughing.
Why are you getting defensive?
No, I'm not.
What do the doctors call it when you speak to them?
Fucking. That's just little man syndrome.
Bro, my guy. Oi, Theo's the same height as me.
I had some terrible news the other day. Went for a VO2 max test. Yeah, so go quickly do the height, the weight. they're like, how tall are you? I was like, 6 foot.
Turns out he's 5'8".
No. 5'11", 3/4". 182 centimetres and 6 foot, 183.
Cool. Nice. Anyways, would you fuck a dwarf? No, would you?
I wouldn't.
Because I think I'd give everyone a chance, right? I don't give a fuck who you are, right? If I was obviously single, I don't think I'd discriminate between anything because I think everyone is a person.
Right. 150 kilos.
No, it's a bit different for you having sex with a dwarf and like a...
Mate, well, literally...
she puts on heels, you'll be the same height anyway.
Fucking so funny.
No, I wouldn't. I'm happily married.
No, but is it...
It's hypothetical.
Hypothetical. You pathetic. No, yeah, go. Hypothetically, are you... Would you reckon you'd be up for... If, like, you know, you woke up one day and Judders, Jodie wakes up and she's just fucking, you know, small.
Well, if it was Jodie, then yeah.
Do you love her?
Yeah. No, oi, but... Oi, that's
Have
actually...
Have you spoken about baby names?
Not names.
No, but wait. That point that Malfoy just said, right... So you said if she shapeshifted into this little person, he would stay with her and, like, have sex with her. Doesn't that show how, like, we all look at people based purely on how they look rather than, like...
That just showed I look at people on their personalities.
What? No, because you already know Jodie. Like, you've got to know her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, now you're making that decision based on the fact that you know her very well. But if she was originally a dwarf...
Okay, if she's a dwarf...
Would you be with her?
Are you giving her the time of day?
Yeah,
I'm saying I would.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, so
no, you just said you wouldn't. I 100% would.
No, I would as well.
I'd give Jodie a chance if... Uh-huh. No, I'm joking.
I would give anyone a chance. Even if they were 7 feet tall, I would give them a chance.
You're just, it's okay if it's not your thing. I think we need to be... I think we need to...
Listen, would you give someone... If you go on Tinder date, yeah? If you're on Tinder, and, you know, she kept her height hidden from you,
yeah.
And you rock up and she's like 8 feet tall.
Class. Why are you laughing? Mate, that is a realistic thing. Yeah. No, I'd be like, yeah, how are you, my guy?
No,
white chimpanzee on. No, I wouldn't. No, that's... I'm actually coming across like a really shape-shifting idiot.
You've had multiple girlfriends taller than you.
No, I haven't. I've had zero.
Really?
Why do you make out I'm so small, man?
No,
I'm literally such a normal height. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Mate, I was taller than her.
No, the scientist one.
She was fucking 5'4".
Really?
So you're all right then.
So she was taller.
I just really am not that strong at all.
It's the voice when people meet you, isn't it? Like, you're so much taller in real life.
Yeah, like, because people think the edited photos you've put out are actual me. It's awful when you see people comment, like, they actually think that's me.
But what's wrong with it?
Nothing's wrong with being a small little man. Wait, what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? No, nothing's wrong with being little. Stop. Why are you laughing? No, nothing is wrong at all with being a little man.
Describe yourself as a small little man.
I'm not one. No, you may think I am, but I think you attack me for my height because there's nothing else to attack me about.
What, because you're so bad?
Yeah, I'm so fucking genius. No, I'm literally just a quality geezer.
You've got the height, I've got the hair.
Luke's got...
There's nothing he's insecure
about. It can't be that hard to think of.
He's just
surely you have feelings and, like, you are not a reptile. And, like, surely you...
Where's this come from?
Maybe he is a reptile.
He's a shape-shifting reptilian.
What? Have you ever,
have you ever cried in Ruth's arms?
Yeah. Mm. Like,
yeah. I cried when I got arrested and my dad told me.
Told you off.
Wait, why'd you get... I'm sorry, Ruth, I shouldn't have got arrested.
No, it made me feel like a little schmuck, so...
You are.
Why did you get arrested?
We have told this story on this podcast.
Yeah, we have
before.
Told it a million times.
Was he a Larry idiot to a bouncer?
Yeah, it's what he does, mate.
Classic.
It's like you should have seen him at LG. Can I have another... No, no, no. How's it?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly.
I did nothing at LG.
No, just basically, right? So obviously
it was good vibes.
The friend of ours that literally whips out bag of something out of his arse, would you then do that after the... Cause
I wouldn't do it in the first place.
But, like, I mean...
Not now, not ever.
No, but, the thing is, right, for anyone that has ever done drugs, how do you think 99% of that shit has been imported into the country?
Yeah. Out of someone's arsehole. Yeah. Have you seen the new thing about the World Cup? Any Brit.
Wait, no.
No,
but,
yeah,
no,
but that was probably just the headline. Yeah. Like
if
the
anyone is caught, well, you shouldn't do it in the first place, but if you do try and smuggle drugs into Qatar, you will be hit potentially with the death penalty.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, that should not... I mean, everyone knows that the Middle East has some pretty strict rules.
But you shouldn't be trying to smuggle drugs on a plane in the first place, you morons.
Yeah.
No, no, and that is a...
What like, morons?
Would you really... I understand why people do it when they're, like, trying to make a living, so to speak. They've got no other way. They're from, like, a very poor country.
Yeah.
And... smuggling drugs is the only way they can make any sort of substantial money.
Is it the only way?
It might be the
most profitable way.
And
they could be forced.
Yeah, and people get forced. But like, really, would you risk the death penalty for a little bit of gear on a Saturday evening to watch England play?
Well, not personally, no.
But like,
pop quiz.
Go on then.
What is the only plane that was not forced to be landed as the 9/11 attacks happened?
Air Force One.
What? No. What was the plane doing? What was the reason why it wasn't forced to land?
It was...
The only one.
It was circling New York as a news reporter.
No, I know the one.
Go on, cockhead. Didn't mean that, sorry.
Was it United 90-something? The one that where, like, the passengers broke into the...
No. I'm talking. This is just other planes, so not the ones that were involved in the attacks.
Was it the Queen?
I'm talking about just because obviously they were like, "Oh, get every plane out of the sky down now!" Like, but there was one that was allowed to stay
was
up.
Was the Queen?
It was a man basically had been stung, no, bitten by a snake, and it was a plane that was carrying the stuff that was going to save his life, and they allowed it to be sent to.
Wait, really?
Holy shit!
Pretty cool.
How do you know that?
TikTok.
Saw it on Uber Facts on Twitter. Pretty reliable. But I thought it was a good little fact. Anyways, I think I'm going to wrap it there, boys. We're now going to film an extra little special piece of content.
When all the cameras work.
Where all the cameras will be working. And it's on patreon.com/waffling. It may be a Q&A. It may be a friendship test. It may be a would you rather.
Can we just say, like, we are very sorry.
Yeah, we are so sorry. Like, we're actually quite ashamed of, like, fucking up the past 2 weeks. Me, mostly. But yeah, just it happens. We're just back now and we just hope that you forgive us. There we go. Anyways, we will see you next week or on Patreon now if you're about to watch. But yeah, peace.